Now, as I promised earlier, we are going to be chatting with someone from the Sierra Club, the Newfoundland chapter, and it is Heather Elliott. And once I get the right adjustments done here on our settings, we will have her right on the air. And I believe she's there right now. Hello, Heather.
Hi, how you doing?
There she is, coming through loud and clear. Yeah, doing great. It's nice to chat with you again. Now, we have been hearing about the Bay du Nord project on the news, and I understand that the Sierra Club definitely has a position on that. But first of all, let's find out about who the Sierra Club are and your involvement with them.
Sure. So the Sierra Club Canada Foundation is a volunteer-led organization that operates with a think globally, act locally philosophy. So we have four chapters located right across Canada, and the work that we do is to empower people to be leaders in their own communities around protecting, restoring, and enjoying healthy and safe ecosystems. So in Newfoundland and Labrador right now, that means protecting our province from bad investments like Bay du Nord. When it comes to me, my name's Heather Elliott, obviously. I'm a community advocate. I've previously volunteered with organizations like Green New Deal NL and Decarbonize NL. But for me, the big shift came when I became a step-parent and I started looking at kind of the province and our planet as a whole through the eyes of what we would be leaving for him and for my stepson. And, you know, I want him to have a future to look forward to and to have the possibility of staying in Newfoundland Labrador if that's what he wants to do. So that was kind of how I started to get involved with climate work, and I'm currently the local organizer for Newfoundland Labrador with the Sierra Club Canada Foundation.
Oh, cool. So you said there was four chapters in Canada, and Newfoundland has its own chapter of the Sierra Club?
We don't have our own chapter. We're part of the Atlantic chapter, gotcha. So that encompasses all of the Maritime Provinces and Newfoundland and Labrador.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I guess... I've heard a little bit about, I've just heard the term Bay du Nord on the news.
Yep.
And I understand that it's a development that the provincial government is hoping is going to happen. And there's quite differing opinions on whether that should happen. So first of all, what is the Bay du Nord development project?
So the Bay du Nord development project is a proposed oil drilling project. It would use a... FPSO vessel similar to White Rose. So that's a really large vessel that is basically anchored over a well site. It draws up crude and then does initial processing actually right on board the vessel and then feeds it off into smaller tankers to be taken away for refining. Bay du Nord is notable because it's going to be located 500 kilometers east of St. John's. It's actually going to be one of the furthest projects in our offshore sector, and it's going to be drilling lower than any wells that exist in Canada, down almost 1,200 meters. Initial projections had about 300 million barrels of oil coming out of this reservoir that they found, but now those projections have gone up to over a billion barrels of oil. So we're talking about a lot of crude being brought up very far out in the ocean, from a very, very far distance under the surface. So there's a lot of competing factors here, but that's the main kind of, when you say what is Bay du Nord, it's a proposed oil drilling project off our shores.
And doesn't involve putting an oil rig there. It's actually done from the ship that's going to be anchored there, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And, yeah, Bay du Nord, that's a strange name for something that's way, way offshore. I just, you know, first I would hear it and I think, oh, they're going to be doing something in one of our bays. But no, that's, it's just the name of the location, I guess, in the off to Grand Banks or whatever, wherever it is.
Yep,
right?
It's part of the Flemish Path. So okay. It's actually even further over than the Grand Banks.
Further than that. Okay. All right. So, we've heard that, so what I've heard, and I think most people have heard, is that, yes, the provincial government wants this to happen. They see it as a great boon to our future economy, but it has to be approved by the federal government, and the federal government is not 100% on board with this, or at least that's the rumors is coming out of there, right?
Yep. So the the federal government was expected to have a decision. Basically, they need to confirm that the project is environmentally sound and then give their green light so that the project can go ahead. And they were initially expected to give that decision back in December. They pushed it off to the start of March. They asked for a 90-day extension. Now they've asked for another 40 days to continue discussing it. So that's what's happening right now. That's why you're seeing so much of this in the news, and why we're sitting having this conversation today is because the federal government is still, the cabinet is still discussing whether or not to greenlight the project.
Okay. So obviously there are people in the federal government who really don't think it should go ahead. And I would guess that the Sierra Club also doesn't think it should go ahead. So what are the concerns that those people and the Sierra Club have about this project?
So right now the biggest concern is part of, so Equinor, which is a Norwegian oil company, it was previously Statoil, they're the ones who are running the project. And so when they applied to do the project, they had to submit a package, and part of that was an environmental assessment. So they did up a report basically saying, this is why this project wouldn't hurt the environment too much and why you should greenlight it. But the concerning thing was that when DFO looked at the project, they found a lot of issues within their research. They found data that was either misrepresented or omitted. Some of their numbers and the areas that they were drawing data from weren't even near where this drilling would be happening. So you're not even getting an accurate picture of the impact it's going to have on the existing ecosystem because the studies aren't being done there. And so that was the major concern. Was whether or not this would actually have, you know, what the impact really would be on the ecosystem. On top of that, Sierra Club is concerned because the site would be so far away that if there was a blowout, which is when the pressure drops in a well and you start having an uncontrollable surge of oil pump into the ocean, if that happened, Equinor has said it would take 18 to 36 days to get that capped. Ugh. And that's, so we're talking just over 2 weeks to almost a month and a half. And that's it, like by their estimate. It's worth remembering that Deepwater Horizon down in the Gulf of Mexico, where you have pretty ideal conditions when it comes to getting vessels out and equipment and things like that, that took 87 days to get that capped. So that's one of those concerns, is like that we're talking 36 days at the high end of Equinor's estimates, that there's going to be oil and crude and things being pumped into our ocean and drifting towards our shores. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's a, it sounds like potential for a catastrophic environmental event there.
Exactly. And a big thing, and this is, you know, kind of the larger, more global national impact, is Canada has our climate targets that we're expected to make in accordance with the Paris Accord, or the Paris Agreement, rather. Newfoundland, Labrador, we have our own climate goals. This would actually make it impossible for either Canada or Newfoundland, Labrador to meet those goals. If they started production and started pulling oil out of Bay du Nord, we're talking the equivalent of putting 7 million cars on the road. So we're actually, you know, with one hand, we have governments that are talking about how, yes, we are eco-conscious. We acknowledge there's a climate crisis. We're doing all these things to be greener. But then they're talking about greenlighting a massive mega project for oil and gas. And that kind of, that runs completely counter to what we're trying to achieve here.
Oh, wow. Okay. So so now it's in the federal government. They are debating it. What's the timelines here? What might happen? Like, is there a point at which they're going to decide on this? As far as you know, like.
So what we're hearing right now is that the decision is going to come out April 13th.
Ooh.
If the cabinet can come to a decision. So that'll be the end of this 40-day extension. We know that there are ministers in the cabinet from Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia that are very opposed to this.
Right.
But we also know that there are other ministers, including, you know, Minister O'Regan, who are very much for it and who are advocating that we need this project. So there's a lot of heated debate going on, which is why groups like the Sierra Club and, I mean, there are plenty of local organizations across our province as well that have been doing this work and have been talking about why these projects are so dangerous for us. So it's why you're seeing a lot of conversation coming up on the local and the national level right now, is because it's a very, very heated topic.
Right. Okay. So I guess the many of these concerns that you've mentioned are outlined on the Sierra Club's website. So that anybody who wanted to further go into it can have a look and they can find it there. Which, and what's the website? Is it just sierraclub.ca or?
It's sierraclub.ca. Yeah. You can also find some great work by Dr. Angela Carter, and there are some. There's actually been some very good coverage on it on CBC and even just local media. Like, it's very easy to just hop on Google, type in Beige Nord, and you can get a really good summary of why this is really a dangerous idea. And I'm not talking just globally. I think one of the hardest things here in Newfoundland and Labrador is oil and gas has been very good to this province.
Yes.
I mean, prior to me, coming to Sierra Club, I used to work in the transportation industry. And part of the reason I had a job was because of the oil and gas sector and the Bull Arm project.
Right.
So I know what it's like to rely on that for your rent, for food, to keep a roof over your head. And I know it can be very scary when you're looking down the barrel of a level of change like that.
Yeah.
But I think when we look at the longer term and look at what the bigger picture is going to be if we do go through with this project, it actually is going to be a very unstable future for us as we move forward. So I think that's something everybody needs to consider as well.
Yeah. Well, Heather, I really think you've outlined very well the project and the potential dangers. So I appreciate you coming on and talking about that today. I guess the last thing, if a person were listening and investigating and feeling that they agree with you, what can an individual do to help make sure that the government makes the right decision on this?
So the first thing you can do is reach out to your MPs, whoever the MP is for your area, and explain why you want them to reject Bay du Nord. It's one thing for folks like myself and other advocates to be out here, outlining the arguments, but the power really comes from them getting calls from their constituents saying, we do not want this. So that's the first thing. Same goes for your MHAs. Premier Fury, Minister Parsons have all been very vocal supporters of this project. Mm-hmm. Give them a call and say, hey, your constituents don't want this, so please don't do it. On top of that, just educate. Read as much as you can. When you start hearing conversations about, well, Newfoundland oil is greener than other oil, well, no, it's actually not. And really counter those myths as you come into that information. And if anybody needs more information or they have any questions, they can reach out to the Sierra Club and folks like us, and we're more than happy to help.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for explaining all this. And full disclosure, by the way, your stepson that you mentioned is my great-nephew.
He is.
And you are... I think what you're doing is great for his generation, to make sure that they become aware. And the Sierra Club is one of those groups that does make that information available. And hopefully he's a bit too young maybe to influence change or decisions made by the government, but he will be knowledgeable enough to do that very soon, I'm sure. And now we know what individuals who can influence the government can do. Thanks for letting us know all about that.
Thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Heather, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
Take care, bye-bye. And that is Heather Elliott from the Sierra Club, the Atlantic chapter, and she is in Newfoundland representing the Newfoundland group.